until your skies ain't blue. I ain't going anywhere long as there's soul on my boots. Yeah, girl, I swear I'll stay with you till you don't hurt no more.
This is Steven Salyers, and I'm hanging out with Donald Jenkins on his show Nashville Hits Collecting Dust.
Hey guys, it's Donald. I am back again, Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. Thanks for tuning in. Wow, this is so much fun. I'm hanging out again. I got him back in the studio. It is Steven Salyers. How are you, man?
What's up, dude? I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Glad you're back in the house.
Good to be here. This is an awesome place.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. It's a little, I'm spoiled because it is. I won't go into my living situation. It's all really about you. So
good.
Dude, the last song, the last time you were here, just phenomenal.
Thanks, man.
So the thing about me doing this podcast, as of right now, I'm working on like having everybody in at least twice.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you know, and I know, I just want you to kind of affirm me and affirm to the audience that I could have one guest on here like 100 times.
Absolutely.
Because that's how many like songs that you guys legitimately are like kind of your favorites, and they're great, and they're sitting in a database or on a shelf somewhere collecting dust,
right? And you're like 6 months later, you're like, oh my God, I wish I would have played that, you know?
It's actually frustrating for me because I'm really not just giving you two opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if I had it my way and I thought, you know, at the end of the day, people would just listen to me all the time,
mm-hmm.
which you're more than welcome to, by the way. Please, y'all should all subscribe and listen to everything that I do. I don't know why you wouldn't, right? But yeah, so I'm excited. Make sure you listen, obviously, to the end of this episode, because the perk, the bonus of after really getting to know you, and the reason why I do interview you guys is because you can't really appreciate the song until you know the songwriter or the artist, because that's where the song comes from, right? So make sure you know, definitely wait till the end, because he's going to play another one of his, you know, really hit songs.
Thanks,
dude. Collecting Dust. But this time, on the second time I bring people back, I don't really have a title for it. I don't know, the Powerful Three. Let's just call them. I ask these three things to every guest that comes in for the second time. So you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no right or wrong answer. So please answer however you want. But, you know, knowing what you know now, you've been in Nashville, what, 11 years now?
Yep.
You've probably grown a little bit, probably changed a little bit, probably learned some stuff. So if you could actually have coffee with yourself right when you made the decision to pursue music full time, if you could have coffee with that guy right now, what would you tell him?
Trust every turn of the way, you know, and to realize that, like, you know, when you leave wherever you come from, that everyone has the memory or the story of you in their life. We talked about this the last time. It's just like, you know, everybody has a story of how they remember me. But to know that, like, I had to leave to write my own story.
Yeah.
And it's not of, well, I got to go back to my roots, or I got to go, you know, don't get too big for your raisins, some people would say back home. And I'm like, man, I want to continue to get big, and not in a way that's like materialistic.
Yeah.
But I continue to like go for more, you know? And I think that that's where, you know, I have allowed, and probably some of my friends would say they've allowed society to tell them that, like, to put boundaries and limitations and the idea of like, if you think this or you do this, then this is what will be. And I can't believe that you would ever be that person, instead of allowing you to like discover, you know, even the mistakes, like discovering things and wanting more out of life and not feeling bad because someone else, you outgrew someone else's growth, you know, in your life, is everything. And I love people. I have my whole life. I love to give people and just love on people and encourage. But I've also, like, by letting people down, I have let myself down and really just beat myself up.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do that again to save, you know, just for anybody.
So when you're saying that you would tell yourself to trust every turn, I mean, you're like giving yourself permission, you know, basically to mess up and just trust that as well. That's part of the process. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And it's like, this has always been my dream. And I think that, like, I've allowed pressure of whenever, you know, whenever my town is 4,000 people.
Yeah.
So when you say you're moving to Nashville, Tennessee, they think, oh, you're going to the big time. If they don't hear it on the radio, or they don't hear you got a record deal. Now, the record deal could be 50 cents
sure.
value. But if I said I had a record deal, they would go to the moon, you know, even though I'd be, you know, homeless practically. but that's success to them. And to just showing up to the day and being like, what can I do today?
Yeah.
And knowing like that is really the success that I want in life, you know? And I tell you, I had a really brutally honest conversation with family that I love dearly. And the week of my birthday, and was just like, well, you know, when do you think you're going to like, when are you done is what they said.
Oh,
or
wow.
When do you think you're done singing? I was like today, you know, I just came from studio and
right.
they're like, no, like ever. Like, I mean, like, you know, you're getting old. Like, do you think you just want to be fat and singing songs nobody wants to hear downtown? Like, is that what you want? Like, you could make $65,000 being a car salesman or the manager of a hotel. And I just like, I was like, you know what? I said, with all due respect, I was like, I have never told you how to live your lives.
Right.
And I do not expect you to tell me how to live mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I moved to Nashville because I was on the verge of a record deal and a lot of things. And I was young. And I was like, I had to jump from the mountain to come after that. But while I was here, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And it hurt. But I've built every door that I've walked through.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten to, like, you know, take the Prime Minister of Japan and his delegates and family around Nashville and have connected conversation. I've, like, got to work with iconic figures and have one-on-ones with people I've grown up listening to. And I was like, every opportunity I've had, you could also have, but you didn't choose. And that's okay. But there's nothing around, like, you telling me, like, the victim or hero of the story.
Right.
You know? And I say, like, you know, we see people and we think a certain thing. Like, oh, my God, that guy's a millionaire. I was like, I have nothing to show, but I'm rich as it comes. My bank account may not show it right now.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change a thing, you know? And you get to a point where there's people with a lot of money, you know, materialistic happiness, but they're deprived of, like, what we have, the happiness and the joy. So anyway, that's what I would say. It's like, it's nobody else's but yours.
Yeah.
And, you know, wanting approval from someone else for your song will never, ever hit, you know, your level that you want it to, the peak of pleasure. So,
gosh, that's a words of wisdom that, you know, I think only comes with experience, right? And it's like, I want the listeners that may just be starting their career. It's not like we're coming down. It's just, I think the realization that even I had, you know, the reason why I'm doing this was 5 years ago, I was doing successful in business, but it didn't matter how much money I made. I was not fulfilled. And that was the quote that woke me up. It was like, well, success without fulfillment is failure. And I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, I'm fulfilled at, you know, telling really great stories and hearing really great stories.
Failure is great, great thing.
Yeah.
Like, it really is, you know? Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just wise beyond. So I hope people take that to heart, that at the end of the day, you really start to really define your own level of success.
Yeah.
Before you can even really know what it is at first, but that's awesome. Is there a piece of advice that somebody else has told you that either, I don't know, parents or growing up or even now that you've always just kind of held on to? What's the best advice somebody else has given you?
That is not true.
No rules, man. You can
Nashville
make
is
it up.
A 10-year town.
Oh, okay.
That is like the most hyped up BS I've ever heard in my life because I believed it. And I'm on 11 years right now. And let me tell you, my 10th year like was like some major stuff. But my first year had some great stuff. There's a couple years that just like I pretend didn't happen, you know, and
a couple of years I don't even remember, to be quite honest.
But I don't even
does
know,
this
like,
count?
But people say, you know, 10 years, I've been here for five, you know, and I'm like, that even that ideal is just like total bull crap.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I have been writing and recording with somebody in East Nashville, like not even the cool part, you know. I mean, the studio is really awesome, but like you drive through, I'm like, where is this? But I feel like riding there and recording the stuff, like I don't even feel like I'm in Nashville.
Yeah.
Because I got into a routine of like, oh, I'm going to ride on the road or I have to do this and the patterns and the routines. And then I end up somewhere and like there's nothing forced and the magic kind of comes. I'm like, I feel like I'm in California or New York. It's somewhere different, you know? And, and it's interesting, again, to show up for every day and be like, okay, like use me to write great songs or to have conversation, but I'm going to show up and not put any control around writing the best song, but just like being present to what comes to life, you know?
Yeah.
So It's been awesome. But don't, it's not a 10-year town. It's just jump here. And when you're sitting in the fire of like, okay, I don't know anybody and I don't know how to, where to start, but I'm going to try to start, to do that, you know, and to not exhaust yourself trying to figure out somebody else's routine to success.
Yeah.
Because it's not yours. Never will be. And
never
I
will
said,
be.
If it was that easy, we'd bag it up and sell it at Target, you know?
Right? So, yeah, there is not the perfect equation for success in a lot of things, but.
And then awesome. Like whenever you do get to the moment you think things are about to happen, like there's like synchronicity and stuff that happened years ago that like connect to this very moment. I'm like,
yeah,
weird. Yeah. So weird. But
wow. That's, okay. Maybe that's that you said that's the best advice you ever got. That's not true.
Right.
Okay. You're the first time a guest has ever really said it that way. So,
yeah.
All right. I may add that actually.
Yeah. My best advice has come from people not in music or Nashville, you know?
Nice. Okay, we'll finish this statement. You ready? Donald, if you really knew me, though, you would know.
Two parts. One's funny. The fact that no one would ever know about me is that, like, one summer, you know, I was raised on a cattle farm, and that me and my brother would castrate cows. We had to learn. And
yes.
If you saw me, a picture of me, I do not look like the poster child of... you know, a cattleman farmer. But I did spend a summer doing that. So have that knowledge on my resume. But honestly, the other thing is, and this is something about, you know, that's unique about an artist, is that I'm like a rescued animal whenever it comes. Like I'll play with whoever I want to play with when I want to play with them. Meaning if I don't feel good, you know, vocally and I go and kill it on stage, I'll honor my time in silence. And if I, you know, am in a group setting, I may come in late and I'll slip out before because I can't put on a poker face.
Yeah.
And it's the greatest gift in the world because I'm really, when it's people in conversation, I'll tell them exactly how I feel. But unfortunately, if I'm not in a good state of mind, I will.
You can't fake it.
Rescue an animal and run off because I can't fake it. And honoring my heart is everything, man. So.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, it's one of those things where at least you kind of know what you get, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to really guess.
But there's girls that, not saying just girls, but they're like, well, you just are such a D-bag or a a-hole because like you just, I'm like,
hey, I just said the truth. Sorry. Sorry I hurt your feelings.
I'm like, I am, but that's not why, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not really.
That's funny.
People
well,
of the world.
You know, you said that's a two-part statement, and
yeah.
They, believe it or not, they kind of go hand in hand because you said, yeah, I grew up castrating.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know if you put those two things together. And then
no, I just think that, like, there's so many people that, like, you know, we build a perception of an artist that, like, we see in and around town or not, and we're like, oh, well, they're this or they're that, and
right.
We don't know what their story is, and they may just be really shy, and we automatically presume like who they are based on just distance, you know? And me, I was just like, man, I'm 100 on the good days and 100 on the bad, you know?
Nice.
So.
Well, that's awesome. Well, all right. That is a fun fact then.
Thanks.
And I'm actually glad I know that now. And within the first 30 seconds of seeing you at all times, I'm going to try to read which one you are.
Well,
and then,
typically you won't see me if I'm the
okay, good.
Yeah,
all right, good.
I'll dart out of there.
That's awesome. Well, dude, thanks so much for coming back in.
Thanks
I'm
you,
excited
man.
To hear this next song. It's always a treat, always a pleasure. So I'm going to have you set this song up and knock it out for us.
Cool.
But shameless plug again. Tell us how we find you. How do we follow you? How do we keep up with you?
Yeah, let's connect either in Nashville once a month on the last Monday of every month. I'm at the Tin Roof on Demumbrian for my Stephen Salyer's Monday Night Social, which has been going on for 8 years and wonderful. And then online, if you're not in Nashville, you can follow me on Instagram and my email and stuff is on there. And that's Stephen, Stephen_Salyers, Salyers. And there I'll list everywhere that I'll be running and performing, having coffee, whatever.
Yeah. And it's going to be real. It's not going to be sugar-coated whatsoever. I love it. Well, hey, man, appreciate you coming in. I'm excited to hear the song real quick, guys. Make sure you subscribe. You don't want to miss one of these episodes.
Dude.
I mean, I don't know why you'd want to. I'm only showcasing the best talent in the world, but whatever. It is Nashville Hits Collecting Dust. Share as well. And all my social media is Donald S. Jenkins. So, and if you want me to ask something, then, or, you know, I don't know, do something that maybe I'm not, shoot me an email, hitscollectingdust@gmail.com. Steven, my man, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, dude.
See you, boy.
Take care.
I know you broke your heart. Girl, I can tell it right now. It's hard to push restart before your tears dry out. But I won't let you be lonely alone until your skies ain't blue. I ain't going anywhere long as there's soul on my boots. Yeah, girl, I swear I'll stay with you till you don't hurt no more. So I know how it feels to be running in place when your wheels won't turn, your key won't take, your broken heart holding down the brakes on the side of the road. I ain't no stranger to the hurt when it feels like I won't get any worse. Be by your side till the ends of the earth. I won't let you go, girl, if you're lonely. Your old man says be brave till everything calms down. Easy for him to say, he is in you right now. No, he just don't have a clue. Girl, I know you. I know how it feels to be running in place when your wheels won't turn, your key won't take, your broken heart is holding down the brakes on the side of the road. No stranger to the hurt when it feels like I won't get any worse. Be by your side till the ends of the earth. I won't let you go, girl. If you're lonely, you won't be lonely alone. Yeah. Until you catch a what you've been chasing. Until you stare down all those demons you've been facing. I know how it feels to be running in place when your wheels won't turn and your key won't take, your broken heart's holding down the brakes on the side of the road. I ain't no stranger to the hurt when it feels like I won't get any worse. Be by your side till the ends of the earth. I won't let you go, girl, if you're lonely. You won't be lonely, girl, when you're lonely. You won't be lonely alone. You won't be lonely. You won't be lonely. You won't be lonely. No, you won't be lonely alone. Yeah. No.
This has been HIT's Collecting Dust. Please support this podcast and the artists featured by going to iTunes, subscribing, and leaving us a review.